say it with me. Concerned Women for America says she votes.
More than 20 people gathered in a parking lot at the shops of Wendover Village in Greensboro to welcome a big blue and red bus that read Concerned Women for America, She Votes 2012. Among the supporters is Betty Ann Bush of Guilford County. She says she's worried about what the future holds for her 8 grandchildren.
The fact that American families are being eroded, the values that we cherished are being eroded, the foundational values of America are being eroded. We are being told as Christians that we are out of sync, that something's wrong with what we're believing. No, it isn't. Nothing's wrong with what we're believing.
Conservative Women of America is a nonprofit organization based in Washington, D.C. The 4-state bus tour is part of a $1 million nationwide project to get the vote out in the November general election. According to the organization, there are more than 280,000 unregistered evangelical and Christian voters in North Carolina. Executive Director of the North Carolina Values Coalition in Raleigh, Tammy Fitzgerald, says the swing state's power will come from local communities.
The marriage amendment passed by 42 votes in Guilford County. And so 42 votes is the size of a small church. And when we looked at our analysis of the election and the votes afterwards, and we realized how many churches were engaged in Guilford County, it was the tipping point. And so it's very important that people in the churches get out and get to work in the fall elections.
Many women who attended the event say it's not just one single issue they're worried about. Other concerns include the government's role in fiscal accountability and health care reform.
We've supported the killing of babies. That's one thing that's concerning me so very much. We just don't support each other.
Well, we have the freedom of speech, but nowadays the freedom of speech is so out of control. The four-letter words, everything is just wrong.
If you say anything negative, you know, you can't say anything negative about somebody. Or it's, you know, you're being a bigot, or you're being this, or you're being that. We didn't see that 10 years, 20 years ago.
Concerned Women for America CEO and President Penny Nance says she wants to change one of the political slogans of this year's election from a war on women to a war for women. She says several conservative groups are working together to encourage them to vote their values.
The main message is for conservative women to get out and vote. You know, women have carried every presidential election since 1964. And if a candidate wants to win, he needs to engage us. If you want to stand up for life and marriage, if you want to say we need a good, clean fiscal bill of health for our nation, if you're concerned about the federal power grab for our health care, now's your opportunity. This is how you change things. It's by speaking with your voice at the ballot box.
After the North Carolina visits, the She Votes 2012 bus tour will head to Virginia, Montana, and North Dakota. For WFDD News, I'm Carrie Brown in Greensboro.